Let's summarize chapter 3 real quickly. Pretty short chapter. Chapter 3 began with the situation where the grief party walks away, and then finally it ends with the advantages and disadvantages of inaction as a dispute resolution. In example 3-4 and 3-5, it dealt with the other half of the problem, that is, where the party who is the source of the grievance selects inaction as his or her method of dispute resolution. So here the party who caused the grievance cannot walk away because the grievance may do something. The party who caused the grievance may, however, wait and see what happens, what develops, rather than come forward. In example 3-4, the husband asked his wife for custody of the children. When the wife did not respond, she was using inaction as her method of dispute resolution. Now, if he did not press the issue, wait and see, what would be an effective method of dispute resolution for her? Wait and see doesn't always produce, as in what we see in example 3-4. Because if you look at example 3-5, it illustrates another result for 3-4. So here in 3-5, the husband escalates the conflict by seeking court intervention. Okay?